Our next two contestants are comedians Samantha Ruddy and Luke Moans. Welcome to Ask Me Another. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hello to both of you. Now, Samantha, am I right? I think in April, I just saw this on your Instagram, that in April you had moved in with your girlfriend's employers. Basically,
yes.
She is a nanny, and in order to allow her to keep working, you all moved in together.
Yes, we did do that.
That must have been a bit of a, I'm going to say a trip. That's the
it
word
I'm
going to use.
It was a trip. I love those kids so much. I have one of their artwork behind me.
Oh, no way. Aww.
Yeah, my little friend Toby drew a picture of him, his brother, and my girlfriend.
That's really nice. And it's in your background.
Yeah, his mom's a huge NPR fan, so.
Ah.
Nice.
That's awesome.
I asked Samantha to hang some of my artwork, and she declined.
I said no.
Luke, you know, your girlfriend, speaking of people that we are partnered up with, your girlfriend was a former contestant.
And alumnus.
On this, she's an alumnus. Yes, Alyssa Limperez.
That's right.
Was on, I think, like back in May or something like that.
Yes, sometime in the haze of the past year.
Yeah.
She was on.
Did she give you some pointers? Any tips? Tips of the trade?
She said, stay alert and here's what she said. She said stay alert, stay on your toes. I am more of a trivia person than her. I sort of do the trivia in the relationship and she is probably better at everything else. So so she said basically just go be you.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel strong vibes that this is going to be perfect for you.
Yeah.
Want to do some games? See what happens?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yes.
Okay. So we have a word game for you. In this one, Jonathan and I are going to read sentences containing a bunch of different definitions for the same word. You just have to tell us the word.
So if I said, I'm going to an elegant dance wearing a giant sphere-shaped dress, you would answer, ball. Since a ball is an elegant dance and a sphere.
Right. You're going to be competing, playing against each other.
Oh, no. You've turned us against each other.
Better at trivia, and I'm much better at everything else. So going to be hard.
Yeah.
It's all going to be great. Okay, Samantha, this first one's for you. Super, super, like, it's a nice, easy slide into the first one.
All right.
Officer, I swear I don't know how the bottom of this tree and elephant trunk ended up in the butt of my car. I think I just totally said that wrong. Anyways, I'm going to say it again. Don't listen to what I just said.
Okay, I'll forget it.
Erase it. Here we go.
Okay.
Samantha, officer, I swear I don't know how the bottom of this tree and elephant nose ended up in the butt of my car.
Trunk.
You were like, how many other words could there be?
I was like, tusk.
I was so confused.
I love it when I say, this first one's going to be easy, and then I just hand you the answer to make it harder.
I was like, is the answer in the question?
We'll say a word, and then you say that word. That's
the
game.
You've got to figure out what word in the question is the one we're thinking of.
That's right. All right, Luke, here is one for you. Can't wait until the snow melts. I'm going to jump out of bed, push a slinky down the stairs, and do a keg stand on a natural water source.
Spring,
yes, that is correct.
And I was, personally, because I purchased a slinky for my son, but it's made out of plastic.
Oh, yeah, the plastic ones.
Now, honestly, the next part was we have to get stairs.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's really a stairs toy.
For your third birthday, a slinky. For your fourth birthday, a second floor. Well,
yeah. Felt so dumb about that. All right, Samantha. Hard-hitting question for you.
Okay.
It's hard to sit still on this seat without a back on it because I really need to go number two.
Stool.
That's right.
Yeah.
Correct.
I love the gravity with which you guys navigated that question and answer. Congratulations.
Thank you. I try to take everything seriously, even if it is a poop reference.
Even if it's about poop?
Yeah. That's it. There's nothing more that needs to be said after that. It is perfect.
That doesn't bring up any stories, anything wants to talk about?
Yes, I'd like to talk about poop for a little while in VR.
That reminds me.
Yeah, I was told we're not allowed to swear, but I do have a 25-minute story.
Yes.
Welcome to Colon Corner.
Yes.
Colon Corner.
The segment we're starting as contestants. As one-time contestants on the show.
It's like Car Talk.
Yeah, it's like Car Talk, but about poop. That's actually
not a
terrible idea for a
podcast. Great idea.
Yeah. You can have that NPR.
It's more of an APM kind of thing. Okay. All right, this is for you, Luke. My favorite Pokemon trainer let his Charizard's tail get too close to a tree indigenous to the Northern Hemisphere, and it burnt down to cinders.
Ash!
Ash, yes, exactly.
Yes.
I was laughing because halfway through that sentence, I had that feeling again where I was like, what am I talking about?
You never got into the Pokemon, Jonathan Colton?
No, I was never into the Pokemon, even Pokemon Go, because I saw people wandering around, endangering their lives, walking into traffic while looking at their phones. And I know how I am with games, and I was like, if I start doing this, I'm going to be hit by a car in a matter of minutes, so I better not.
Yeah, I had a near-death experience playing Pokemon Go, so now I'm a Digimon person.
Yeah, that's much safer. That's much safer.
Thank you. I'm glad. I'm glad. Near death experience. You just almost walked into traffic.
Oh yeah. Gotta get that Charmander.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the car. It was crazy.
Yeah. How'd you get in?
He was driving the car.
That's what they should do. They should put Pokemon into cars so the game is you actually have to flag somebody down and get them to stop.
You have to hail a taxi.
There he is. Great game. You both slayed that game. Wonderful.
Thank you.